Tesla rolled out a new set of autopilot features, semi-autopilot features, for its Tesla Model S cars. Jacob Brogan wrote about the news for Slate and joins us to talk about it. Welcome to the show, Jacob.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Thanks for coming on. Now, what do these new features let you do if, in fact, you get them and you drive a Tesla Model S?
Well, what they don't allow you to do is read a book or take a nap while you're driving.
Or, as you pointed out, it won't drive you home when you're drunk.
Alas, we're still a few years away from that, it sounds like. What they are essentially is a kind of advanced cruise control feature. So they pay attention to where you are relative to other cars on the road, the speed of those cars. They pay attention to what's off to the sides and help with collision avoidance. And they can even help with lane changing, though they'll only do that if you signal for the car to change lanes in the first place. So they still require, alas, an actively engaged driver behind the wheel. They're not autonomous, or at least not yet.
And for somebody with the Model S, they can just download this as an update for their car?
That's my understanding, yeah. But a number of tech journalists are trying the features out this week, so more kind of reports that are rolling in, both and from regular users.
Don't be ridiculous. Journalists can't afford Teslas. They're probably using Tesla's cars, right?
They are using Tesla's cars, yes.
All right. So I've read about this story, and there's something profound about it I don't understand at all. Basically, they're saying that it'll keep you in your lane, and it'll change lanes for you. It does, you know, that's a little slice of self-driving cars, right? But you got to keep your hands on the wheel. I don't understand how it's controlling the lane location and you also have your hands on the wheel. Are you fighting for control of the car? What's the deal with a sort of an autopilot thing where you have to keep your hands on the wheel?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't tried it out, obviously. And in fact, part of my own enthusiasm for these self-driving vehicles is that I'm not, as I've admitted in other articles, not actually a driver or so. But it seems like they want you to have your hands proximate to the wheel. But you know, in these videos, you see people are keeping their hands off of it and then just occasionally re-engaging with the wheel as necessary. So it's doing a lot of the work for you and doesn't seem to require a lot of fighting. It's just stepping in to help out as necessary.
So, seeing this this cruise control feature, Sala, what do you think is possible with Teslas in terms of making them self-driving? Like the existing Model S's, could they be upgraded at some point to be self-driving cars?
Sure. What Elon Musk has suggested is that for them to be truly self-driving, they would need, and I think we would all agree that this would be ideal, a lot more redundant systems. You need to make sure that if one set of cameras fails or one set of sensors fails, that that others step in so that the car remains safe on the road. One thing I think we'll also see in the next few years is a lot more integration between cars and urban infrastructure. So BMW, for example, recently debuted a product with Connected Signals, which is a small company in Eugene, that kind of intersects directly with traffic lights. And lets your car know when the light that you're approaching or at is going to change. And I think as we see regulations that allow more of those kinds of kind of interfaces between vehicles and infrastructure, these kinds of systems will become easier to implement.
And even these features in the Tesla require a certain elements of infrastructure. Elon Musk was heard complaining that in LA there's some lanes that look kind of sloppy where they have those little bumps, the reflective bumps, and they're not quite with the lane, and so the car got confused, and he was complaining about that as one of the challenges. So I think that the fully self-driving car will be 3 years away for at least the next 5 years. So
yeah, he sometimes says three, sometimes says six. So
exactly,
we'll We'll see.
My colleague Kevin Roos wants us to ban human driving by 2017.
It's probably a great idea. And we should probably ban lots of things. How about banning human police departments and have robots like RoboCop? That'd be cool. Jacob Brogans at Slate.com and also at JacobBrogan.com. And you can find him on Twitter at Jacob_Brogan. Jacob, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Bye-bye.
It's a pleasure.